Barakumur. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Tonight I would like to read from the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. So again, I'm in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, starting at verse 8. Now, if you have a King James Bible, it might differ from the Orthodox or Catholic translation just slightly. I'm reading from a Catholic translation, so bear with me, but it should be more or less the same. All the supervisors of the kingdom, the prefects, satraps, nobles, and governors are agreed that the following prohibition ought to be put in force by royal decree. No one is to address any petition to God or man for 30 days except you, O king. Otherwise, he shall be cast into a den of lions. Now, O king, issue the prohibition over your signature, immutable and irrevocable under Mede and Persian law. So King Darius signed the prohibition and made it law. Even after Daniel heard that this law had been signed, he continued his custom of going home to kneel in prayer and give thanks to his God in the upper chamber three times a day, with windows open toward Jerusalem. So let me quickly summarize that passage, since I'm reading from a portion that's just right in the middle of the narrative here. Now Daniel, if you remember, of course, had risen to prominence under foreign rulers, starting with the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, and continued to find favor under this king, later on King Darius, the Persian. And some of the officials here under King Darius are kind of jealous of Daniel, and so they set out to trap him. So as we read in verse 8, these people convince the king to sign a law which says, no one can pray for 30 days except the king. And if somebody does pray in those 30 days, they'll be put to death. They'll be thrown into the lion's den. The reason I wanted to highlight this passage kind of in the middle of the narrative is because I absolutely love Daniel, because he sets such consistently wonderful examples throughout this book. I mean, if you read Daniel, you'll see it over and over and over again. It's almost predictable the way he responds to situations, particularly in his prayer life. He always prays, and he always prays immediately after anything happens. He doesn't wait. He does it immediately, no matter how stressful the situation or how dangerous the situation. And in this case, he knows if he prays, he'll be put to death. But he still prays immediately. You see in verse 11, even after Daniel heard that this law had been signed, he continued his custom of going home to kneel in prayer and give thanks to his God. It didn't set him off at all. How many of us are kind of thrown off of our prayer routine by just simple stress at work or school or with friends or whatever? I know personally, just the smallest things can knock me off of my prayer routine. I can be tired, stressed out, whatever it may be. Or when something stressful happens, I may think first to myself, how am I going to fix the situation? And certainly in Daniel's case, probably if I was in his shoes, I'd probably say, if I pray, I'm going to die. How am I going to fix the situation? But Daniel didn't worry about that. He immediately gave thanks. He wasn't put off even for a moment, even though his praying could lead him to death. And for us, by God's grace, none of us, I would imagine, are ever in this situation or would ever be that we can't even pray. But we're knocked off of our prayer routine just from the smallest things in our lives, the smallest stresses. And this is why Daniel is such a wonderful example. So I encourage you to read Daniel if you haven't yet, or reread it at some point, and focus on Daniel's response to every situation. Like I said, it gets predictable, but that's why he's so wonderful and why he's such a wonderful example. Daniel chapter 2 is a place you can find such a prayerful response to another horrible circumstance. I won't read that example from Daniel chapter 2, but look it up when you get a chance. So back to this passage in chapter 6, I wanted to highlight how Daniel prays here in spite of this frightening situation. So in spite of what goes on, it says in verse 11, he gives thanks. And this is what I want to highlight tonight, is giving thanks. So Daniel gives thanks here. We have to train ourselves to give thanks always. I would argue that giving thanks is the most effective form of prayer in difficult situations in terms of your own spiritual growth. In terms of your own growth, the most effective thing you can do, I would argue, is giving thanks. Because when you give thanks, when something horrible or unexpected falls into your lap, which it often does, certain things happen. For instance, namely, no matter what difficulty you're facing, when you give thanks, you immediately start to realize that God is with you and continues to bless you big time. I mean, when you really give thanks, especially in the face of those things, you really start to see how big, how much God has blessed your life. So give thanks when you're upset, when you're frightened, when you're depressed, when you're lonely, whatever it is, and you'll begin to see immediately how blessed you are, how merciful God is in your life, and how very often what seems like the biggest problem to us at the time is often just kind of a drop of water in the ocean of God's presence in our lives. And also, you know, kind of a drop in the ocean compared to a lot of intense suffering that our sisters and brothers around the world experience every day. We're all very blessed and very spoiled, for the most part, by God's grace. When we really give thanks, it really puts it in perspective, and hopefully it opens your heart to others, because there's so much suffering going on. You know, sometimes we dwell on such simple things, and such simple things put us off. So train yourself to give thanks immediately when you feel stressed. At any point in the day when you feel stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, train yourself to immediately give thanks. If you don't believe me, I would just say try. Try for one day. Train yourself to do it, give thanks at every moment that you feel even slightly uncomfortable or anxious or nervous, etc. And when you train yourself to say, thank you, Lord, no matter what horrible things happen, and remember, no matter what things happen to you or what people can do to you, when you train yourself to give thanks and you have this joy, no one can take away the peace and love of Jesus Christ from you unless you let them. No matter what happens to you, and we will all suffer in this life, all of us will, but no one can take away Christ's peace and his love unless you let them take it from you. So always give thanks. Give thanks every time that you pray, whether it's 3 times a day, 7 times a day, 77 times a day. Make sure thanksgiving is always a part of whatever prayers you're saying. I mean, there's a reason why St. Basil the Great, or St. Basilios, lists thanksgiving as a necessary element in complete prayer. Why St. Paul says also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So like Daniel, make your first response to hardship prayer, and make thanksgiving a part of every prayer that you say. Make your first reaction to any hardship like Daniel, thanksgiving. And you'll see a change in your life. Trust me, if you don't believe me, take a day and try it. Glory be to God forever. Let us also ask for the intercessions of St. Sergius and Bacchus, whose feast days we celebrated yesterday. Baruch mor unto our Lord Jesus Christ, be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.